pretty much stopped making stupid mistakes in maths. This is how. In my mocks, I actually barely scraped a 9 because I made 15 or so stupid mistakes per paper. The last 5 papers I've done, I've only made like 3. This is especially useful if you have time, like when you finish your exam, or if you're not really time pressured, because obviously like checking through stuff several times takes time, and obviously it's a priority to finish the paper rather than like checking everything 5 times. Here's what I do. If you're doing a calculator paper, do everything on the calculator! Or like if you for some reason do something in your head, check on the calculator. Every single time, triple check that what you're putting on the calculator is the correct thing. If you're doing an algebra question, triple check your answers with a calculator, substitute your values in, and make sure your output is the same as whatever was, you know, in the question. I like to check an answer straight after I did it, because I know I have a lot of time when I finish the exam, and this way I can check once when I finish it, no, just after I finish it, and once when I finish the entire paper, which makes me kind of look at it twice from 2 different perspectives, like, so I'm more able to catch a mistake. However, if, again, you're pressured on time, move on. And checking your answers, assume every single step is wrong. Assume every single sign is wrong, every plus and minus. Recheck every single time you rewrite a value from the question that you're writing the correct value. I've been guilty of that. And what I sometimes do if I have time, I do the question in reverse. For example, if it's a percentage increase question or something, I will substitute the values in I got before to see if one of my outputs will be the same as in the question. Kind of like the algebra one, but you do the whole question in reverse. If it's an expanding triple brackets question, because that one is so easy to make a stupid mistake on, I usually expand the first 2 brackets and then expand, you know, the product of that with the third bracket. And then to check that, I would do second and third bracket and then multiply that by the first. And if your answers are the same, then, you know, obviously you're correct. And just in the non-calc paper, after every single calculation you make, just triple check. Just make sure. If you're doing addition, then subtract one value from the other and make sure it still makes, like, sense. It seems so stupid, but, like, if you're someone who makes stupid mistakes, trust me, it is not. Because if you don't make any mistakes on the easy questions, you can be wrong on the hard questions.